Radio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world. How you doing?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. To the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. Your family has returned. Run.
With your host,
Dear Kitty, Kitty, Kitty. Dear Kitty, Kitty.
Got to say, please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Now, I've heard it said a few times by a couple of different people that maybe I have a big ego. As good as I am, I should have the biggest ego on the planet. Hell, after all, I am that damn good.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Give me a little bit of volume on this.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And a fine hello to everyone over at Gerwick.net. If you're listening to us, hi, how you doing? Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. We have a lot, and I mean a lot, to get into tonight. We have news. We have NXT. We have DDP.
Or should it be DDP had us? I don't know. I don't know.
He's chatty.
He's,
which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You'll find out later. You'll see why I said we didn't interview him. He interviewed us, kind of.
It was mutual interviewing. It was a conversation.
It was a conversation. We'll go with that.
We had a chat.
You'll hear it at the end of the program tonight. I'll handle the business before we get into all the other business.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
All right, so the song we're playing, Hair of the Dog by Guns N' Roses, was the theme of Axl Rotten. And a few hours ago, we learned, unfortunately, of his passing. We know he's had medical issues in the last few years, and I believe they were trying to raise money for another issue he was having, and they found him in his home, I believe, in Baltimore earlier today. It's sad. It's a shame. Another man gone at a very young, young age, and this is our tribute coming into his theme from ECW. That's how we pay our respect to him on this program this evening. This is what we call, in the biz of Wild Talk Radio Network, a hashtag blame Rob. Now we
Damn
know.
It, Rob.
Just so everyone's aware.
He's had a busy day.
He's had a very busy day, and we'll talk about it on the 420th episode of CB Radio this Saturday night, midnight-ish. Now, with that all out of the way, you can interact with us live at GoWork.net, WildTalkRadio.com, and RackRadioShow.com. You can interact with us on Twitter, at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Lynn's Ward throughout the evening. if you would like to socially involve, engage with this fine program. And as she mentioned, as we talked about, DDP joins us later in the program.
Yes, and well, I'll handle the other business, as it were.
Three syllables, business.
Three syllables.
We learned that from Christopher Daniels. He taught us that many times. Business.
Yes.
So, three syllables.
Three syllables. We have to drop the other huge news, which is, well, we hounded you about it for weeks. We plugged it for weeks. We played commercials. We sent tweets. We sent Facebook posts. We sent tumbles. We did everything we could to get your attention. And, well, the Wrestling Radio Awards were this past weekend.
Before you say anything, I have a sounder we can play.
Okay, play the sounder.
Audio Wrestling Editor's Choice, Male Interview of the Year, Seth Rollins on the Rack.
Hey, we won a thing. So a huge thank you to everybody. If you missed the show and you missed our heartfelt acceptance speech, we just want to say thank you to everybody who voted, everybody who supported us, everybody who listened to the interview. We're so happy everybody liked it. We're exceptionally pleased that we won for Editor's Choice Male Interview of the Year. I couldn't be happier about that. I mean, because I think we both looked at the competition for the voting categories and we're like, and we're screwed.
We're going like Chris Jericho and Sirius busted open on Sirius Radio. It's like, yeah, we're kind of screwed on that front. But,
and Sam Roberts.
And Sam Roberts.
And Sam Roberts, yeah. Too. It was like, crap.
So it's like, we thank everyone who voted, took the time out to vote, whether you voted once or twice, doesn't matter, you showed support, the guys in the running. We didn't win the popular vote, but the fine folks at AudioWrestling.com were so proud of our interview, they gave us Editor's Choice. They thought it was the best male interview besides the one that won. So we got Editor's Choice. It was awesome.
Honestly, sometimes I like Editor's Choice a little bit better. Because it's somebody actually selecting. And not that I think there's anything wrong with the voting categories. I think if we won in a voting category, that's really cool. Because that shows the fans' opinion of it. And of course, the fans' opinion is the most important thing. But to me, it's like, it's the people that are running the awards show. They make the selection of, okay, well, we like this interview best.
So thanks to Brian Kelly over at AudioWrestling.com, who has been nothing but supportive of this show since its beginning. Allows us to promote a show there and all that fun stuff. They're celebrating 20 years of AudioWrestling.com, which is awesome. So glad to be a part of it. Glad that we were able to walk away with an award. Now you don't have to hear us talk about Wrestling Radio Awards for another year. So all the plugging is over with. It's done. It's finished. Until I say you can go listen to the whole entire Wrestling Radio Awards program at WrestlingRadioAwards.com, and you can go to YouTube.com/RockRadioShow to hear our acceptance speech if you don't want to sit through the 2-hour-plus show that's on a loop at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Now that the plug's out of the way, we're done with promoting it.
We're done. Not everybody. No. Yeah. So now we're going to jump into the news brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com and TNAAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And, well, do you want to do the injury report first, or do you want to do the regular news first?
Let's do the injury report. Because, yeah.
He's been waiting all week for this.
I have. If you missed last week's show, we did something on the spot. But this week, production value.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Production value.
Yeah. He's so proud.
I am so proud of it. So proud that we actually kind of said we need an actual bumper, because every week we're talking about injuries.
Right?
I'm so proud of that I was able to make a bumper and it sounds awesome, and then it's like, oh, wait, injuries. It's like the Blame Rob segment every week. Cool bumper, but...
Depressing topic.
But on the injury front, it's somewhat good news.
It's somewhat good news, kinda. Somewhat bad news. I think it doesn't really count as an injury, but I feel like we have to talk about the biggest story of the week.
Hold that one. Let's talk of the actual injuries first, get them out of the way, and then we'll talk the serious one.
Okay, fine. Well, for everybody that heard, Ty Dillinger took a nasty fall in a match. He twisted his leg. Everybody thought it was broken. Thankfully, it's just badly sprained, and he's gonna be better here in the next few weeks. So he's not seriously injured.
Yeah, thankfully, that's just a badly strained knee, and he'll be back probably in a few months or a couple months from now. Since he'll probably be off the road since they're doing live events. but no more TV. So if he was involved in TV, he'll be on your TV for a while. So hopefully after WrestleMania, he'll be back in the swing of things, because everyone thought, okay, we thought what happened to Seth Rollins almost happened to Ty Dillinger. Many were holding their breath because it looked really bad because his leg did collapse underneath him.
Yeah, it was not pretty. So thankfully, he's going to be okay.
Yes.
Which, that's the best news you could ever get, is that it's not severe. So it's like, yay!
Nothing was broken, nothing was torn, just really, really stretched.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's not the case for Davey Richards.
Yeah, with Davey Richards, it's a meniscus issue. It's worse than they probably had hoped it would be. Gut tells me, this is just a gut, I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on the radio, but probably a torn meniscus, probably out a couple months of action. What sucked for him, and he tweeted about this on Twitter the other day, he came back from the TNA tour, and before he could go to the doctor, he had to go take a math exam.
That sucks. That's just...
That kind of sucks.
Life of a
part-time college student, I guess is the best way to put it.
This is why I'm so against math classes in general. I understand it's vital to civilization, but really, really, the dude has a torn meniscus and you're going to make him take the math test? Like, what the hell?
You can't just reschedule a math test. You have to, you know, take it.
He has a valid excuse, though. He could get a doctor's note if he needed to. Like, I could go off on professors being completely unwilling to move stuff for the sake of their own ego, because it's like, oh, hey, I'm sick, or oh, hey, I'm in the hospital, or oh, hey, my grandma died. Oh, well, I'm sorry. You know, you just kind of have to deal.
You have to come take your test, and then you can go grieve or go in for major invasive surgery, you know.
Right?
Either way.
So yeah, so sorry to hear about Davey Richards. I hope he gets better sooner rather than later, and it's not as severe as feared.
Get it taken care of, dude, because you gotta be running around catching a baby soon. So yeah, get your knee all together.
You gotta be dad, so.
Yeah, he's about to play dad here, I would assume, say in the next month or two. She's 7-8 months in, and so we're getting close to Angelina Love and Davey Richards having a child, and when it happens, we'll let you know.
We'll be we won't be the first ones to report it, but we'll be the second ones to report it.
Hey! Because they would technically be the first ones to report it, because it happens for them and not us, so, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and, well, now we have to talk about the serious one, which really is the biggest story of the week. And I really hate reporting this. I really hate even talking about this, because it just really sucks.
There are many layers to this one, too, yeah, so... Let's break it down.
So, it was announced this past week from a statement from Bret Hart himself that he has prostate cancer. As far as anybody knows, we don't know what stage it is. We know he's going in to have surgery to get it taken care of. But that's really all the details that were provided beyond he completely put himself over.
Yeah, he put himself over. Besides he putting himself over, he put it on his Facebook page and talked about it. What basically... what's been gathered is he caught it early and that he was having surgery to take care of it. And when you catch it early, like he has, you have a good chance of stopping it before it spreads. Prostate cancer is there's a high success rate of survival, high survival rate for prostate cancer if you catch it early. If it spreads, then you got some trouble. So if he was able to catch it early, which is good, and he did an interview and basically talked about that. He caught it early, and he was going in for surgery, and hopefully he has a fight ahead of him, but at least he was able to catch it. I don't know if this is accurate, and maybe someone's listening that could tell me if it's accurate, Canadian insider, I don't know if you're listening, maybe watching hockey, who knows? His brother, Smith, also revealed he had cancer 2 weeks prior. I believe it was prostate cancer, but I think his spread and it went to his hip, which is not great news on that front. So.
Yeah, no, you don't want it going into the hip. You don't want it to lead to bone cancer. That's nasty.
Yeah, so I think that's where his has ended up. He was unable to catch it early. Bret Hart was able to. That sucks twice in the family. Sort of right around the same time. And you would have to, maybe you wonder, well, once he heard about his brother, that Bret went and got checked, and that's a smart thing. Always get yourselves checked out, as you grow older. It's a vital thing.
Yes.
So they say. So make sure you get all checked out. That being said, sucks. Really, really sucks. When we wish the Hitman a very, very speedy recovery as he fights the bitch that is cancer.
Yes, in the immortal words of one JSK, F cancer.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So, I don't have a transition, so we're just going to make one. WWE Superstars Kane and Dolph Ziggler will bring the heat in this new action-packed Game of Cat and Mouse on Blu-ray and DVD and digital HD on April 5th called Countdown.
Can we just talk about how amazing and awkward this is all at the same time?
Kane plays a cop. He's playing a cop. Kane, the devil's favorite demon in a cop outfit. It's a thing.
It's an amazing thing.
It's a thing. I didn't think this was going to ever be a thing, but apparently, it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's an awesome thing. I'm totally in for it.
Oh, I know you're totally in on it. And we watched the Dean Ambrose one, and it was okay. We both have different opinions on the quality of the okayness.
Dean was good.
Dean was good. We both can agree on that. Dean was good in it.
I don't think it was terrible.
On a WWE film scale, it wasn't terrible. Yeah,
that's what this is. On a regular film scale, it was crap. But every WWE film pretty much is crap. So, you know, it's the level of crappiness that you have to gauge at that point.
Yeah, Rusev and Lana have cameos in this film, which should be interesting. And what's funny about them having cameos in this whole thing is, like, this was filmed at the time they were doing the Ziggler and Rusev Lana triangle thing.
Awkward?
A little bit. A little bit of awkwardness on that side of thing.
So, yeah. So, I'm sure we'll sit through it at some point and watch it and maybe make it through. The only one that I've ever made it through fully is Ambrose's. I've almost made it through all the way of See No Evil.
But there's this scene.
There's one scene in that movie I cannot bring myself to watch just because I can't.
If you listen to CB Radio, you know the thing we're talking about.
How many times?
I don't know. Our intern never, and I repeat, never recounted how many times we said it when we were trying to break the record.
Hard to find good interns these days.
I mean, really, our intern is slacking. If anyone knows of a good intern, we could use one because our intern is slacking. I mean, he's on his deathbed and everything. He may be the next Blame Rob, but we may need a new intern because he's slacking. He's a slacker. I mean, dude, one day you should always go into work. You take too many days off, you're slacking.
God, dude.
I would love to see you have like an 800-day streak. But no, you're just slack.
So no dedication. No dedication.
So if you would like to be your intern, at Rack Radio Show on Twitter.
Yes, taking nominations for the next intern.
Because, you know, our current one's about to die if he doesn't go to a doctor. This is our cat. This is our reminder.
Go to a doctor, please, for the love of God. We are worried about you. Go to a doctor.
Yeah, this is basically the intervention of Kane Kittens. Dude, you need a doctor. Go find one. Okay? Cool. He'll hear this probably on Sunday after we've talked to him again because he's on his deathbed. So, go to a doctor.
Yes, and speaking of needing a doctor, because this is a somewhat awkward transition, we need to talk about what happened between Awesome Kong and Rebby Sky. Oh, God. So, if you didn't hear what happened, words were said in between Kong and Rebby. Shots have been taken in the past. They were sharing a locker room. Shots got fired. And somebody slapped somebody else.
Slapping is probably a gentle word on that one.
Yeah, more like Kong effed Rebby up. So the two got separated and Kong got sent home.
Yeah.
Like I said, Kong did feel provoked based on things that Sky has said in the past, Sky said in the present. But it looks like that Kong will bear the brunt of this.
Because the way it is, Kong instigated this. This was Kong, because Kong has a reputation. Bubba Love Sponge and many other incidents that have not been reported. She has a reputation for this sort of thing. And it did not surprise anyone of this happening. Kong grabbed Sky by the neck and started choking and choking her, and Pat Kenny had to step in and break it apart. The bad part about, if that was it, it's awful that stuff like that happens between two females and two wrestlers in general.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy and Rebby Sky's son, 3, 4, 5, 6 month old child, was in the general area of this incident.
He could have gotten hurt.
This is why Awesome Kong will probably be removed from TNA Wrestling here in the very, very near future. TNA put out a statement that they're going to review everything and sort of go from there. The statement was, prior to Impact Wrestling TV taping at the Manchester Arena, Kia Stevens, Awesome Kong, was involved in an incident involving Rebecca Hardy. Subsequently, Kia was removed from the tour and returned to the United States. The matter is being reviewed to determine if any additional disciplinary action will be taken. So, yeah, she said some words. It set Kong off. Kong went crazy. And, yeah, it's a bad situation all around for all parties involved. Rebby, Awesome Kong, TNA. It's not a good situation to have.
No. No, and unfortunately, it seems like I said, Kong's gonna bear the brunt of this.
Kong is gonna probably bear the brunt of it because she's the one. Words are words. Physicality is another thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if she took a shot and you smacked the crap out of her. And neither is excusable. Let me just prefaces that by saying neither is excusable, but it's one thing if you just smack her for making a comment versus grabbing her, attacking her, strangling her, trying to strangle her with the baby right there. Because if the baby had gotten hurt, oh, holy crap.
Yeah. So
that would be a completely different matter altogether.
We'd be having a very different conversation at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. So Hopefully they can get it all worked out. Hopefully Kong can stay with TNA Wrestling. Crossing my fingers on that. Because Kong was provoked,
but again, words, sticks and stones break my bones, but words should never hurt me. Well, words led to sticks and stones being thrown, and those always hurt.
Yeah, so just an unfortunate situation all the way around, but I think that does it for the news.
Yes, but before we go to break, we have to do one thing.
What?
Make our expert Super Bowl prediction! As it's the Carolina Panthers against the Denver Broncos this Sunday in a game no one's ever heard of, the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl!
That will be seen by 100 million people, you know. That sort of thing. Commercials of $5 million for 30 seconds. That thing. Where the players play a thing with football and everything. By the way, the XFL 15 years ago this week.
Yep.
15 years ago. I remember being at home with a couple of people. We were watching. We were all jazzed up about the XFL. And it was awesome the first game.
Yeah, it was awesome the first game. Then it all went downhill from there. But yeah. But actually, you can thank the XFL for a lot of the innovations that have been put into the NFL.
Yes,
the flyover cameras, the mic'd conversations for the coaches and the players. A lot of other things that Vince McMahon did that the NFL kind of took and integrated into their own products. So you can say thank you, XFL, for that.
Yes, you can. But with that said, who you got in the Super Bowl?
You know, honestly, I want to see the Panthers take it. I want to see them go all the way. I want to see the South bring home. As much as I love Peyton Manning, as much as I like the Broncos, Peyton's had his time to shine. And yeah, he took him to the big one. And that's awesome, but I feel like a young gun should win it. That's just me.
That's a good pick. Good pick.
And the Panthers are a better team.
Yes, and their only loss this year came from who?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
After they soundly trounced us. Like 3 weeks before.
Yeah. I'm going with Enzo. That's my pick. Enzo.
Enzo Amore? Enzo Amore? Wait, Enzo and Big Cass are in the Super Bowl?
No. Oh,
change my pick.
Oh, Super Bowl. Oh, Super Bowl. No, I was looking at the Puppy Bowl. I was going through the Puppy Bowl. Enzo. Enzo is my pick in the Puppy Bowl.
There's a dog named Enzo?
Look at Enzo. Enzo's so cute.
Aww.
Right?
I want six.
Enzo was so cute.
There's, okay,
there's a lot of cute dogs.
Well, while you deliver, hold on, I'm going to find my Puppy Bowl pick, so hold on.
Alright. You're going to the Puppy Bowl website now?
Yes.
Okay. Like, there's a Hemingway and a... Yeah. Anyway, going with Enzo. Enzo's my pick to win the Puppy Bowl. No, I'm with you on the Panthers. They're just a better team. Would it be cool to see Peyton Manning ride off in the sunset for the last time with a win? Yeah, of course it will be. But I don't think it's going to happen, because Carolina's just a simply better team. They have the better defense. They have the better quarterback at this stage of the game. They have the better overall offense. I mean, anyone who picked up C.J. Anderson this year in fantasy football would know he was awful this year. So it's like, yeah, it's got to be the Carolina Panthers. And I don't think it's close. I don't think this game is going to be close. I say it's probably like 35-17. And the 17 comes late.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, the Broncos have gotten really lucky. And that's not any type of sore loser. It's just they've gotten lucky. And they ended up in a Super Bowl by pure dumb luck. And a little skill. The Panthers have gotten there through hard work. And through just generally kicking butt. I mean, no one has been able to really stop the Panthers' offense. Atlanta did it by sheer dumb luck. I'm just going to say that now. Oh my God, there's a Harper. I know my dog. I'm going with Harper. It's my car's name. I'm going with that.
Harper. All right.
Harper. Is there a Rowan? If there's a Rowan, I'm going with Rowan.
Hold on. We have to make sure there's a... Yeah, hold on. Making sure that...
It's a sign!
It's a sign! There you go. Is there a Harper? I didn't see a Harper. There's 38 dogs in this one. There's a Bailey.
It's 12, right?
What? For the Puppy Bowl?
Yeah.
Think?
Am I looking at the right ear?
I don't know. I think you are. No, it's 10. It's X, isn't it?
It can't be 10. Dude, I'm looking at 12.
It might be 12. You might be right. Did I find the wrong dog?
I think you found the wrong dog because I haven't seen that dog yet. Oh, I kind of want... Oh, my God. Sailor's brutal. I kind of want him.
Oh, I found the wrong dog then. Aw. I like... Aw. Now I'm going back through the dogs. Sorry. Hold on. Because there was a wide in the one I was just looking at. But that was Super Bowl 10. Alright. It's Puppy Bowl 10, rather. There's no Enzo this year. Oh, I have to find another dog. Oh. Harper's not bad. I've seen a Harper before. I like Kevin. Kevin's not bad. Kevin's cute. Oh. Not disappointed. Go with Piper. Yeah, we're good. No, wait. Hold on. Yeah, we'll go with Piper. Piper's to win.
First to win? Okay, so we got Harper and we got Piper.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that. Last year was the one I liked, Enzo. Oh, I wonder if Enzo won last year.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Alright, so there's our Puppy Bowl and Super Bowl predictions. Intern, write them down and tell us who we're right next week. With that being said, I said we go to break.
I agree. So when we come back, we are talking all about this week's exciting NXT. We'll let you know who lost, and what's up with the number one contendership. You don't want to miss that.
And,
so you're listening to the
and Tweet of the Week. Tweet of the Week next.
Tweet of the Week. We have Tweet of the Week. And later in the show, DDP. So, again, don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back. I get a good feeling. Yeah. I get a good feeling.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You're engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and CEO and founder of DDP Yoga. And you, monkey, well, you're listening to Rack Radio Show, the Rack Radio Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
You're soft, you're sloppy. They calling me Pop. Rolling in bands, riding around, and I'll beat up July.
Hey, don't.
Pros want a cop, but they are just not only. I'm up in the club, stacking the ducks, stuck in a lot. I'm hot like sauce, you soft like balsa. You ain't heard of me?
Shit.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And a fine hello over to the people at Gerwick.net. Thank you so much for listening to us over there.
Hold on. It's not a fine hello. It's how you doing?
How you doing? I'm Southern, dude. I can't do that.
How you doing?
I'm Southern. How y'all doing?
There you go.
We'll do the Southern version of Insane Hallway and Big Cats.
Right. I mean, we came in with that. You can't just say hello, everyone. It's how you doing?
I can't do that.
You're one white, two Southern.
Yes, I'm whiter than white bread, two I'm from the South.
How you doing?
So anyway, we're back. If you're just joining us, you missed our fabulous news segment. Now we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I only have three. They're all from Kevin Owens, because that's all I got to do today before I got busy at work. So James D. Weber and Kevin Owens had a little conversation. James D. Weber tweeted him, basically, then back it up, son. Take AJ to town at Fastlane unless you're scared he'll embarrass you live. To which Owens replied, oh yeah, you mean like he embarrassed me at the Rumble or embarrasses himself daily with that haircut? I just love that Owens is dogging Styles' hair.
Well.
Yeah, but still, I just love that it's like a repeated thing with Kevin. He just cannot get over AJ Styles' hair. Then, so Kevin Owens replied, P.S. Son, you are so cool. Jish tweeted Kevin Owens, I saw Fight Owens Fight high-five a kid during his entrance at last night's tapings, and now my whole world has turned upside down. Kevin Owens replies, stop spreading lies, I did no such thing.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
Alright, let me put down my iPad for a second. Alright, here we go. Big E, at Ballers HBO, you've lost a viewer for life. The lead actor is a dick. Someone, Weird World, tweeted, Cody Rhodes, Stardust, any chance of seeing you work with Balor before Cody comes back? Cody is not coming back. That's not a joke or a ploy. Please let it go. Like Kate did with Leo. Shots fired. For Indie Wrestling tweeted, Matt Hardy Brand vs. Ethan Carter. Impact on Pop. Well, I guess it's time for a smoke break. EC3 replied, cool. Enjoy. Hashtag lung cancer. Edge Adam Copeland.
Chill. Yeah. No fucking chill, man.
Adam Edge Copeland, when your daughter hears Highway to Hell on during your workout, comes in and baby dance party ensues, walks out after last chord. Nice.
Aww.
Ziggler tweeted, new piece, Wild in Iowa, check out the Iowa Hawkeyes meet. It's one of the great wrestling traditions and always a hot crowd. Big E replied, talk about your own alma mater, sucker, or at least wash your filthy mouth out with antiseptic and penicillin first. I mean, he's got to take care of the kid. And Ziggler replied, I'm immune to penicillin and most pepper sprays, idiot. P.S. Mom left because of you.
Oh, God!
Not SportsCenter. Calvin Johnson on retiring. I suffered through being a lion for 9 years. I'm lucky. I'm not a raging alcoholic or addicted to crack by now. Someone asked Chris Jericho, what happened to Moongoose McQueen? Died in a bizarre gardening accident. Someone tweeted, who do you think are the top three divas in WWE at the moment? Charlotte, Paige, me.
Oh, no, I dispute that. Finn Balor is way more of a diva than Jericho.
We'll get to Total Finn in a bit, I think. I think I have something about Total Finn. He's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
Not Bill Walton. Breaking. After neutering Grease, Fox is making a family-friendly primetime live version of The Shining, starring Justin Bieber. No one liked the Grease Live. No one was a fan. Except for Gail Kim. Gail Kim loved it. Three-man booth. Poor Brie. She only gets asked, one, how's Nikki doing? Two, how's Daniel Bryan doing? Three, why won't you let Daniel Bryan wrestle? Hashtag raw. David Bixbin. Googled Ambrain Slash. Found out a story about Ambrose giving birth to a baby out his pee hole. Hashtag Raw. Keep it 5-star. It's not a ship unless there's a drawing of a pregnant hug. This means Ambrains is real. Hashtag Raw.
Which one's pregnant? I'm just curious.
In the picture, Dean was pregnant.
Of course Dean was pregnant.
As I share the picture with you, as I continue on with my tweets. Keep it 5-star. If I ever get famous and get to the ship level, just don't make me the pregnant one. He continues, what a rough night for Ambrains on Raw, but don't worry. Brock Lesnar can't stop their love. And there's a picture of them hugging, drawing fashion. Not from SmackDown. We'll get to that. Keep it 5-star. What's it? What an interesting Raw, folks. Learned all about Ambrains. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to find some HBK Jannetty fan art. That way.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Jannetty just went off at the mouth at that comment. WWE Universe tweeted, think about the babies, Big E. Don't try something like that. He replied, do you think I damaged my uterus? Big E. Someone tweeted Big E, God damn it, Big E. Showed a picture of, basically, it'd be nice if they showed the picture. The picture, they took the picture down. That's why the picture doesn't exist. It was Roman, it was the picture of the spanking. Roman was in the background wishing he was the one spanking Dean. Ooh. Probably was.
Kinky.
Yeah. Someone tweeted, what the heck, who smacks another guy's ass on live TV in front of kids? And thought this was a family show. Big E replied, don't ever question what I do on TV. I haven't scratched the surface of the depravity I'm willing to expose you to. That's scary.
Do it.
Kofi Kingston, now I know, and I'm sorry I asked.
We know exactly how far down the rabbit hole they went, just based on that one comment.
Paul Heyman, I didn't mean to glare at Michael Cole and Raw. It's just I have contempt for him personally and professionally.
Oh, Paul.
Big E tweeted a picture of Sasha, Naomi, and Tamina in the New Day gear. And tweet it. What is wrong with the three of you? You're a family, damn it.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Yeah. The family broke up.
Big E also tweeted, the New Day is never breaking up. Stop asking. We already purchased adjoining burial plots.
Okay.
The fake ESPN, according to the Groundhog Shadow, the Browns will not make the playoffs for the next 6 years. Breaking. Browns trade Johnny Manziel to Alpha Tau Omega Beer Pong Team for a can of Natural Light and a solo cup to be named later. Did you do the one where Kevin Owens said stop spreading lies?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Fake ESPN. Today is National Signing Day, the special day when your young athletes decide which college will pay them the most money under the table. Keep it 5-star. Nikki on Total Divas. I unfollowed you on Instagram. Bray, me too. I did the same. Eva, I did the same to you too. Follow for follow? Bellas, follow for follow. Smiley face. Keep it 5-star. Red and blonde can take over and make everybody mad, said Eva Marie on Total Divas. Didn't work for the last guy, Eva. Picture of Hulk Hogan. And one in a couple tweets I just found. First, David Bixman. Oh, this is another one I just found. I had this one. It's still of that delicate Ambrained moment after the near miss will keep the shippers up all night. Hug
you have no idea, dude.
But the one
no idea.
So, the one I found was, WWE Universe tweeted, twinning for Eric Rowan and Braun Strowman because they're masked. So Calval tweeted, wait, there are two sheep? I would count them again, but I suddenly feel sleepy. Hashtag sheep puns. Hashtag holy sheep. Hashtag bad joke.
Go Val.
And someone tweeted her, so if they're the sheep, then who's little Bo Peep? Val looks at Bo Dallas.
Oh, shit. Well, it's not a lie.
It's not a lie. No. It's not a lie.
And he's got the hair to pull off the ringlets. I mean, let's be completely honest.
Let's be honest with that one. Yeah. So that was how we end Tweet of the Week. So now, where do we go? NXT, right? Yeah.
NXT.
Alright. It's where we all stay, hype. As the Hype Bros take on the Vaudevillains. Couple comments. One, this is gonna be, we need a new bumper for this segment too. Cause it's a reoccurring thing on the show. We need a bumper that says, eat a sandwich. Dude.
Oh my god.
Eat in English. Eat a sandwich. Or two.
Or seven.
Yeah. Cause like.
Holy crap, dude.
He's
skinny.
Him being extremely white is one thing. Doesn't help that fact. Like, you saw bones.
Well, I mean, he's always been skinny. Like, he's never been heavy, but it just seems like he's been wasting away in front of us.
Either he's in really great shape, but it's like, you just saw every, you saw his insides, because he's that white. So, yeah, that was a thing. Anyway, match was, all the villains had control, Mojo got a hot tag, missed in the corner, Ryder got back in the ring, missed the Broski boot, woo woo woo, and then they hit the Whirling Dervish for the win. Not much to the match, but villains are now villains again.
Yay! Well, they needed to make them villains, and we see a new inspiration in the Vaudevillains where they're basically going for the titles again. They're more aggressive. They're just doing their thing and kind of owning it. So, go them.
Pretty much go them. Go Vaudevillains, go. We had Carmella with Tom Phillips talking about winning the Battle Royale and the journey she's been on. In the Did You Know segment of the show, her father was a wrestler.
I had no idea.
I had no idea. Honestly, swear to God, no idea. None.
No idea. None. She was second generation. No clue.
Nope. Explains her love for the business. Did not know. She says nothing will change her friendship with Bayley after this title match because, you know, they're friends and they're going to fight and it's competition and all that fun stuff. And Babe Mella will live on.
You know, I'm okay with that. I like the fact that it's just friendly competition, that it's two friends fighting over a title. Obviously, will change a little bit depending on what happens, but I like that. It's like, you have Carmella being aggressive, but it's like there's the separation of business and friendship. And it's like, look, we got to set it aside for the sake of the title match because I want that title and you want to keep that title. So you know what? That's a disagreement between us. We're going to get in the ring and we're going to settle it. Like women, damn it.
Oh, and she said she was going to take out Emma tonight to prove that she belongs.
Get it, girl. Get it.
Dash and Dawson say we hear the same song and dance from Enzo and Cass week in and week out. Says they can demand the opportunities all they want, but they will continue to lose, as Dash and Dawson are the greatest NXT tag team of all the times, as they being the likes of Ascension and Enzo and Kaz and Vaudevillains. So they're the greatest tag team of all time. Oh, solid promo.
You know, they're being aggressive, they're being cocky. Nothing wrong with that. So after Dash and Dawson did their little spiel, we got Carmella versus Emma. This was a really, really, really nice match. He's had Emma spend a majority of the match picking, or he has Emma in there. You have Emma in there twice.
I know. This is what happens when I type on the iPad. Emma will spend the majority of the match picking apart Carmella, including a nice stretch submission. This is why I'm the only one who can read my notes, because I know what the hell I'm talking about. As I was coughing, so thank you for covering for a moment.
You were drunk when you did this, weren't you?
No, it was called, I was on the iPad.
A likely excuse.
Shut up. It was. Shush. Carmella would come back. Big firing comeback. Thez presses around. Bronco Buster. I don't like that she just, like, there's one Bronco. Like, it was supposed to be a Bronco Buster. You're supposed to ride that Bronco. Like they did. I guess they don't want people to.
What, you want her to ride her face?
It's what they did forever. One ride is not enough.
Maybe she only wants one ride.
It's all she can. I could take that in such a wrong way. Not going to. She's not going to drag me down that rabbit
because
hole.
Because we haven't already taken it there.
How you doing? Anyway, Emma stopped the submission attempt, went for a suplex, Carmella Black, and hit the backslide for the win. Carmella gets the win. Solid match. It was enjoyable.
I liked it. I thought it was really good. Made Carmella look very, very, very strong heading into the match with Bayley. You know, I thought it was a very competitive matchup. I wouldn't mind seeing more from these two.
Yeah, it's fine. Emma's good. Only thing that bugs me about Emma is the gloves. I don't understand the gloves.
It's her thing.
I don't understand.
Fashion. Okay. Just go with it.
Okay.
I don't get the sunglasses either, but just go with it.
Maybe she's a biker because she has gloves and the glasses.
She's trying to look all tough because she's hanging out with Dana, you know.
Okay. Carmella picked up the win. Vince is on because next week, Bayley and Carmella for the title. In front of a very, very large crowd.
Should be fun.
So we get a recap of what happened last week and the confusion of the number one contenders match.
Yes. Regal kind of straightened that out.
Yeah. Zayn believed he won the match. Because he had the submission on longer. They talked to Joe. Joe didn't want to say a word. We'll get to what Regal came up with in a bit. But first, Enzo and Kaz squashed a couple dudes.
Yeah, they did. They looked strong. They were out there. They were serious. They were competitive. They are gunning for Dash and Dawson in the worst way.
Yeah, they are. But it was like, I didn't even catch their names. It was just a squash.
Sometimes those are the best matches versus like, yeah, kill them.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I was like, oh, what were the names? Didn't even get a name. How about that?
Let's not forget this is how we got Blue Pants.
This is true. We had Apollo Crews talking about how, about knowing what he has to do to beat Finn Balor. He learned from his mistakes and, got a plan on showing why he's the best tonight against Finn Balor. Now, we just talked about Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe. William Regal had a decision to make. He reviewed the tape and was about to announce a rematch. Baron Corbin walked in. Me want title shot. Regal says, you get no title shot because you lost. That was the one thing that was clear.
Yeah.
Corbin lost, so he really has no claim. Like, I don't understand how you're upset, dude. You tapped out. I mean, if you wanted to win, you should not have tapped out. You should just stay in submission.
Well, when you're getting it from both ends, I mean, you know, eventually you just have to use your safe word and tap out.
Thank you for going where I thought you were going with that.
You're welcome. Do what I can.
Corbin said it's a joke. He walks out. Regal books Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe in a rematch in 2 weeks.
Holla.
We had... Go on.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. We had Asuka taking on Santana Garrett, who was the former Brittany in TNA.
She died.
Asuka gets slapped. She liked it. Asuka likes getting slapped.
Kinky.
Then hit a running ass attack. Knocked her down with a big right hand. Garrett would fight back in the matchup a little bit. Locked in a stretch submission, which Asuka quickly got out of, hit the ankle lock. Gets out of it, but goes into an armbar, escapes. But then Asuka's like, screw it. Time for the Asuka lock. You tap out. Santana Garrett tapped out.
Nice showing for Asuka. Very enjoyable.
Very, very nice showing for the one and only Asuka. Still to come, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, Diamond Dallas Page will be on this program in just a few minutes, so stick around for him as we're recapping everything that happened on this past Wednesday night's NXT.
Yep.
Which brings us to our main event, Apollo Crews and Finn Balor. And the thing I can say about this match, at least for the first 7 minutes, 8 minutes, Headlock City.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
then turn to Armbar City and Headlock City. And yeah, that was the majority of the matchup for a while. We took a break, came back, and everything got good at that point. We had a double stomp to the back of the head for a two count. We had a big Samoan drop by Crews for a two count. We had a missed kick, sling blade by Finn Balor. Crews went for the drop kick, but got caught with the clothesline. Standing moonsault by Apollo Crews for a two count. He went for his power bomb. Finn escapes, sling blade, hesitation drop kick, the double stomp, and then for the first time in NXT, he hit his Bloody Sunday move. It's the suplex DDT thing for the win. I think that's the first time he hit that in NXT. The announcers were like, "What did he do?" It's called the Bloody Sunday. I don't think they're going to call it that in WWE, but that's what it was called in Japan.
Yeah, I think it's basically an alternative to the coup de grace.
Yeah.
Which, it's like, hey.
Because not everyone wants to take the coup de grace, so yeah. It's a nice effective move. It's vicious looking, which is what you want, and it's adding another move to his repertoire. And it also goes back to Bullet Club days and gives all the people the warm and fuzzies.
Well, Nakamura is coming. I believe he's coming at the CFA Arena next week. So
no. He's not.
Oh, he's not.
Oh no, he's down the road.
He's down the okay.
He's down the road. But for a Nakamura update, he has landed. His plane has landed. He is in the United States. We'll be here for a couple weeks before heading back to Japan, and then comes back full time after that.
Yeah, he's probably looking for a place and signing contracts and
all that other fun stuff. Funaki was the one is the guy who picked him up at the airport.
Please tell me Hideo was with him.
I do not know if Hideo was there. We do know Sho Funaki. He's our resident Japanese man.
He's the WWE ambassador.
Yes, he is. So overall, this was a solid edition of NXT. Build up Carmella, setting the things for the future with the tag team situation. And we had a nice main event between Crews and Balor. Solid edition. We should mention they hugged and shook hands after the match.
Yeah, a nice sign of respect from Balor and from Crews. Once they got out of Headlock City and Armbar City, and they really started going cruising, and Balor had a really, really, really nice match. They got a lot of time. I liked the girls. I thought the girls were very well done. I mean, overall, it was a good show.
Yes, it was.
But I say we take a break. What do you say?
I'm with you on that one.
All right, so when we come back, we are going to be speaking with the one and only DDP. So you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a disc bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh,
I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sulu in the sky? They're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
That 800 million? I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I gotta play something else, Rock. I'm going to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey,
Margarita. Oh, I hate that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Margarita style? Macarena
style. Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Joining us right now is one of the most legendary names in wrestling history and the master of all things positive. Please help us welcome to the show, Diamond Dallas Page. How are you today?
I never had a bad day in my life.
I bet you haven't.
I've had plenty of sore ones, but no bad ones.
Well, slow is always better than bad.
No, sore.
Oh, sore. You know, I'm sorry,
beating up your body. But thank God for my workout. My DDP yoga keeps my body young.
Yeah, that stuff's amazing. I do it on a semi-regular basis. I'm sad to say I've fallen off and on the wagon, but it's an amazing, amazing program.
Awesome.
So the reason that you're here to talk to us today is the recently released documentary, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, which is available on iTunes. So everybody go buy it. It's amazing. And you decided that from the beginning that you were going to document the entire process of Jake's recovery, and you didn't have any reservations about filming this whatsoever. You know, the cameras were always around. Was that easier to keep Jake accountable, or did it make it harder at times?
I don't think it made it harder. He never saw the footage that we that we filmed until the end. He's like, who wants, you know, when you're an addict and you're addicted to booze, pills, coke, crack, you know, your behavior, you know, during that period obviously is not good. But the bottom line is that Jake does fall, you know, during the time that we're together, and, you know, not all of it, but, you know, almost all of that footage was there because we filmed everything. And most of the time I wasn't there. When I was, I said, man, Jake isn't acting right, you know, because as you get into, and it wasn't like it was a rehab center. You know, I'm not a rehab specialist. I guess I'm more of a people specialist than anything. And the reason why we filmed it all in the beginning was, what if he succeeds? You know, like anybody who's starting, you know, my DDP yoga program, when it comes to, you know, people who are big or really beat up. And I developed this whole DDP yoga thing. You know, I'm the guy who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga the first 42 years of my life. You know, I'm that guy. But, you know, I healed my body back in 3 months when I had three top back specialists tell me I was never going to wrestle again. Right. And I was 42 at the time. I didn't start wrestling until I was 35. My career took off when I was 40, as in 40 years old, you know? So when I blew my back out and I healed it back through, a combination of yoga and rehab and old school calisthenics and dynamic resistance. When I did that, I started to share it with people. I started to share it with friends of mine, you know, who were regular guys who I know wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga. Obviously, Jake Roberts is one of those guys. And did you see the video of the disabled veteran that I helped walk, Arthur Borman?
Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Crazy, amazing story. But again, if he doesn't film that, we don't have that footage.
Right.
And how that happened was, anybody who got my program years ago, I would send them an email thanking them. This is my first program, you know, right after the book. And there was nothing but the DVDs, the workouts. Later on, I would add the nutrition and the food and the inspiration and all that. But with Arthur, he had sent, you know, I'd send him an email and I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want to get some input. You know, I have 5 questions here. I'd love it if you answer them. A lot of people didn't believe it was me. You know, they thought it was an automatic response. You know, I didn't even have that equipment back then to do an automatic response. So it was me sending email out. And Arthur, and I tell you all this because that sort of has to be like a precursor before we get to Jake. Like, why did I do this? I mean, this is the reason why. Because Arthur sent me back some really amazing answers. And I sent him back an email saying, dude, thank you so much for taking the time to do that. It sounds like you need some help. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? And he said that he was a disabled vet. And I've been to Iraq 3 times and Afghanistan once. I hate the bullshit war, but I love the warrior. And everybody, like most people anyway. And, I went there and proved it and went there to see them during some really heavy times. And when he said he was a disabled vet, he had my attention. Then he said he was morbidly obese. But where he really got my attention was that he had relegated the thinking of himself as a piece of furniture. So I sent him another email back saying, send me some pictures so I could see what I'm looking at. And he sent me pictures that you saw with the knee braces and the back brace and those wraparound canes. I'm like, how am I going to help him with that? So what I did was I sent him my really healthy food plan, which is my phase 3 eating plan. And he wrote me back an email. Now, if he would have wrote me back, I'll give it a try. I would have said, awesome, keep me posted. But he didn't say that. He said, I can do this. And that's what started our journey. I called him up. I said, send me your phone number. I called him up. And over that period, he loses 140 pounds. But more importantly, he loses the knee braces, the back brace, and the wraparound canes. Over that period, when I got that phone call over to him, I told him, start filming your workout. Start filming everything. So you can see the growth. And our goal in the beginning was just to get him to lose 50 pounds so he could get his knees operated on again.
Right.
And what happened out of that is he loses 34 pounds the first month, 22 pounds a second, 18 the third. That's 74 pounds in 3 months, overall 140 pounds. And like I said, more importantly, lost the knee braces, back brace, and canes, not just to walk, but run. But the scenario here is that he never got the knees operated on. And that showed me what the nutrition and how important the food was to help you heal your body. But all these things I'm learning are about to be service to Jake and Scott Hall. And I knew about like the filming, like, God, we had all this amazing film. So I thought going in with Jake, first of all, before I got Jake to ever do this, I only got him to do it because he saw that video of Arthur Bloom. And when he saw that video, it's like, wow, if he could do that, maybe I can help myself a little. So that's what started the interest. And, he knew he was on his last legs. So my thing to him was, if you could lose 20 pounds on your own, because at that time, Jake was like 307 pounds. And he's like, if you can lose the 20 pounds, then I know you're ready to put some work in. Like, you did that on your own. I'm just going to guide you in that spot. And then when he did that, I moved him into my home in Atlanta. And again, we were filming everything. And Jake is one of those people that comes out of our business who was one of the top names of all time, but wasn't in the Hall of Fame. He wasn't a part of anything to do with the WWE. He was banned, because of his actions. Mm-hmm. And like he wasn't even in the Hall of Fame or anything. And if you think of top 5 guys of all time, Jake Roberts is going to be on a lot of people's list, the top 5. And for him not to be in the Hall of Fame, I wanted him just to be able to walk away with his head held high. I wanted to tell the story of, look, he really is not just changing his life, but owning his life. And the only way I could do that was to show where he was in the beginning. And then hopefully there would be a resurrection of Jake the Snake. I named that the movie before we ever went down there. It's sort of like the repetitions of affirmations leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. You know who said that?
Who?
Muhammad Ali. Now, let's just think about this. Even you might not be a boxing fan, but you know you've heard at some point, if you've ever heard Muhammad Ali, you saw a video and he was saying, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. I am the greatest. He said it a billion times.
Mm-hmm.
When they picked the top 100 athletes of the last century, he's number one. In the voting, he's number one. Was he really the number one athlete of this last century? I'm sure that could be disputed. But when the people go and look to the record books, 2,000 years from now, 300 years from now, they're going to see Muhammad Ali was the greatest athlete of that century. The repetitions of affirmations leads to belief, and once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. That's what I was doing with Jake. Over and over, the resurrection, this is the resurrection of Jake the Snake. You're going to get back to health. You're going to get back better than you've been in 20 years. And I kept filling him with that story. And it took a long while for him to finally believe it. And even when it's happening, he didn't believe it. Because in the movie, he says, did I ever think that this would happen? When all these amazing things were happening, getting his family back, he's like, no, I would never have thought that. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. You ever said that?
Who?
Henry Ford. But what did he ever do? it's like you have to feel we are the story we tell ourselves. Oh, God, I hope I can do this. God, I hope I don't fail. Oh, man, this is going to be so hard. You're right, it is. As opposed to the guys going, I'm going to kill this. This is going to be the best thing I've ever done. I'm going to blow the roof off here. That's what I'm saying to myself every time I walk out in front of people to speak. Because I know I am going to move them to action. Maybe not everyone, but a lot of them. A lot of them. Because I already believe it. I already see it. And that's what I had to do with Jake. And where it really became like, wow, for Jake. He's doing so good. He's down, I guess at that point, about 40 pounds or something. He's doing really great. His body's feeling better. He's getting stronger. You're talking about a person who couldn't go to the floor and get back up again on his own. You're talking about a person that was so beat up that he couldn't do that. And now he's doing all of that, which he couldn't have done in years. And he's feeling better about himself. And he's getting stronger. And then he goes down. Not because of booze or pills or drugs. Because his body gave out on him.
Yeah.
And his shoulder, he needed shoulder surgery. And we put that little fun, that little fundraiser deal with Indiegogo. And all we did was go, we knew the operation. Jake had no insurance. And we knew that the operation was going to be like, we priced it out at $9,200 because insurance, it would probably be $30,000. That's what we were hearing. But we found out if you go and try to pay it in cash or a check where they know it's cash, well, they're going to come way down in price, which just shows you how screwed up our whole insurance thing is and what doctors charge and all that world is so screwed up.
Don't get me started.
But that's why we asked for $9,200 on Indiegogo. And it wasn't like, hey, can you donate? It was like, Jake will sign a picture to you, personalize it, which sometimes he charges $30 for when he's out. Today he can. Back then he couldn't. But he would charge $15 for an autograph. It would be like $20 for a T-shirt. We had Skypes you could do, the DVD. I mean, we put together this package, and you could even come to the accountability crib, my house, for the weekend if you wanted to give that. And that night, Jake did the he asked the people, but he never watched anything that he ever did. While, he just didn't want to watch any of himself on what the videos were, anything. He trusted me. And when we put that video up at 12 o'clock that night, by 11 o'clock in the morning, we'd already seen the number. And then we sat Jake down. And Jake had a flip phone when he got here. You know, like the one from, you know, 2005 or whatever it was. It was an old phone. He had no idea about iPhone, or Droids or computer or iPad, none of that. So he was learning. So he knew a little bit when we opened up the computer screen and we're like, so what do you think? He has no idea what he's looking at. And then he sees $7,000. And 7,000, you're like, that can't be for me. I mean, that's what he's thinking. And then he realizes, bro, we raised $7,000 in 11 hours for you.
Yep.
That was pivotal. And not the money. It was that the fans cared that much. Because they've been watching. If I don't show them all the stuff before that, how good Jake's doing, never would have got that response. So putting their story out on YouTube was pivotal to get people that cared involved. Jake would go on to get over $29,000 brought in. The operation we thought was going to be $9,200 was more like $16,000, so that was good because it paid for that, but also gave Jake some extra money.
Yeah.
You know, to pay other bills and child support and blah, blah, blah. Because in the beginning, he wasn't going out and working except for once in a while. I wanted him to stay back at the crib. And let's reprogram your brain, bro. Let's get you back on track. And he'd be doing really great. And then, it looked like right when he was about to really turn a corner, he'd fall off, and then that would become a cycle for a little bit there.
But he's human and that happens. And I think it's important to show that, at least in watching it, that happens, that not everybody gets it right on the first try. And if you stumble and fall, it's okay. You pick yourself back up and you get back on the wagon and you keep going and
right.
You keep going
right.
Until you achieve your goal. Cause
I think it's a huge part of recovery. You know, some people can just nail it, like that first time,
mm-hmm.
But other people, they fall. What was interesting was to watch Jake when he would fall, and every time we'd get a little stronger coming back. So, it would be disheartening. Sometimes it just kicked my ass, because I was so emotionally connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's anybody who really cares about who they're working.
I think it was the one where you guys chased him down at the airport.
That was early.
The Atlanta airport that I remember, it's like, oh, because I think that was the first or maybe the second time that it happened.
That was the first.
That was the first.
Yeah, and it was early on. It didn't happen again after that for a while. But in the beginning, everything was going great. I mean, Jake was on fire and doing so great. And then after 10 days, he had a booking because we weren't letting him take any bookings unless he already had them. If they were in the books, and he didn't get booked a lot back in the beginning because nobody trusted him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when people knew that he was with me, they knew that he was going to show up. And there was a really good chance he was going to be sober, like a really good chance. Like he didn't catch a buzz till he was leaving, and then it turned into him getting he got to a point where when you black out, you drank way too much. And, it was just that feeling back then when Jake was doing really good, the story he told himself was, I'm a man. I deserve a couple of beers. I'm only going to have a couple. I'm a man. I deserve a beer. And what it took me a long time to get Jake to understand is, dude, you're a man. When you have the guts to say, I'm a man, I don't need that beer.
Yep.
That's what I did, because at some point it started to click where he said he got back from a meeting and he had said that, one drink is not enough. No, a million drinks is not enough, but one drink's too many.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like that. And I'm sure that's a cliche that they have in, at the AA, but bottom line is, I mean, cliches are cliches because they're true. They're real. Something doesn't become a cliche that happens once in a while. Something becomes a cliche when it happens over and over and over and over and over again. Or it gets said that way over and over and over again.
Right. So it must have been absolutely monumental to go from that that supreme low to the highest high of being welcomed back to WWE and showing up on old school Raw and then being invited into the Hall of Fame and all of those things for him. And especially for you to see him achieve that, even though he kind of faked you out and he's like, oh yeah, no, they're not going to let me in the Rumble, but hey, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
You know, that actually Steve, he told Steve first, because actually when he got the call, I think Dylan was with him, one of our guys who works with us. And he's going to call me immediately. He goes, whoa. He goes, maybe you should call Steve first, because maybe he wants to capture this. And Jake just looked at me. He goes, no, D should know first. He goes, remember all the times he's got you on film? You're going to want to have him on film for this. You know, thank God that it was either Dylan or Garrett. I'm not sure who was there. But, they're the ones who stopped that from happening. And that's why cameras around all the time in case something like that would happen. But that morning I just got up. I was eating breakfast. And like, it wasn't like, you know, I called my home the accountability crib. It wasn't like I had an office in my home. Mm-hmm. My home was my office. You know, like everybody worked there the first 2.5 years, you know, before we built the DDP Yoga Performance Center in Smyrna. That was, I had, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14 people in my house, you know, most every single day, except for a weekend.
That's insane. That is absolutely insane. So you were sitting there eating breakfast and he just surprised you with it?
Well, he came walking up and he said, hey, Jake wants to talk to you. I was like, tell him to come on up. Because I mean, I would be in my room. Over that period, one thing was cool is I got breakfast served to me every morning because I didn't want to go downstairs until I had to, you know, because then it was all that. I had to do so much work I had to do on my own. You know, because I do inspirational speaking gigs. I do personal signings. I do, you know, DDP yoga workshops. I'm helping so many people individually because if they put the work in, I help people, you would just never believe the number of people. So I can't do that and be distracted by everybody else. So I would just stay upstairs until I got all that done. So I was just eating breakfast when he came walking in, and what he told me, you could see, it hit me, man. You know, it hit me hard. And then it was like, it was all over. It got emotional for me because I was like, holy shit. Like, wow. You know, when I first started wrestling at 35, my buddy Michael P.S. Hayes, when I told him I was managing him when he was the Fabulous Freebirds, and when I told him, he fell down on the ground laughing. I mean, he was belly laughing. He was being overly sarcastic, but it was like, dude, you're never going to be, you're too old. You'll never be able to do it. Everyone told me why I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't do it, you know, and everybody laughed at me when I told them I was going to do it at 35. You know, because it just was absurd. They didn't even think that someone could. You know, they laughed at me when I started icing my body, my knees, my back, my shoulders. They laughed at me when I was like organic juicing. I've been doing that for 20 years. I would cold press. No one even knew what cold press juice was. I had one. I had one of those juicers, and I had my daughter Brittany, you know, juice all like 40 pounds of carrots and cucumbers and beets and all that. And you could drink it up to 3 days, 100% enzymes, but you could also freeze it. So I'd take these bottles on the road with me, you know, because, you know, anytime you're drinking any kind of organic juice, it's revitalizing your body. And the guys would see me carry this around and they'd laugh at me. You know, they laughed at me when I did deep muscle massage therapy and constant chiropractic. They laughed at me when I just started yoga. And when I said I was going to create my own yoga, oh my God, did they laugh at me? And when I told them Jake, I was moving Jake in, they thought I was out of my mind. And then I did the same thing for Scott. And the one thing that I've learned through all of this, if somebody's laughing at me because of something that I see that they don't, I know I'm onto something. Mm-hmm. That's what I know from my experience of this, you know, in 2 months, 60 years young. You know, I know I'm on.
And can I just, I know this is about Jake and the DVD, but this is just my personal belief that I feel you should be canonized for all that you've done to help everybody. I mean, you've done amazing work with Jake and with Scott and with so many other people inside the business of helping them get better and heal up. And for yourself, and I feel like you should be applauded for it personally. That's just me.
Well, thank you. I think it'll all, everything will come around. One of my goals is for, and I've already seen it. I know it's going to happen. I just don't know when, but it's for someone like 2020 or one of those highly regarded shows to be going, who is this guy? Like, look at it. Wait a minute. That guy? I mean, how did he help him? Some people think that I'm pipping my DDP yoga. I gave that away for years. Just gave it away. Now I've built it into a multi-million dollar business, but it still comes back to, helping people. When you can actually, I tell kids all the time, you really want to live the American dream? Find something you love to do and figure out a way to get someone to pay you to do it.
Yep.
Now, I've done that my whole life with every single job I've had since I was 17. And to actually add another layer to that, find something that you love to do, figure out a way to get people to pay you to do it, and have it be about helping people. Like, I don't get emails where people just say, "You changed my life." They get in the detail about how I saved their life. And these are people I don't even know, that are just following. Like, I tell everybody, I didn't do the work for Jake and Scott. Oh God, you've done this and that. No, I was their guide. They put all the work in. I was just the guide. And God gifted me with a ridiculous tenacity to never give up,
right?
And figure out, that we are the five people that we hang out with most, and we are the story we tell ourselves, good, bad, or indifferent. It's, I'm writing a book right now, and I haven't come up with the title yet, but my working title, and I like it a lot, the book's called You, just Y-O-U, Art of Owning It.
I like it.
And it's been good. It's for you. Because I always say, what I do is for everyone.
Right.
And I'm going to prove it in the next 2 years at such a high level. That's what I think the 2020 or someone like that will start wanting to do, a whole thing on it. Because what I built at the DDP Yoga Performance Center is this amazing production studio, where we don't just film our workouts live. Our new app, DDP Yoga Now, which is on iTunes and Google Play, it's a free app if you never do DDP Yoga, you want this app if you're in any kind of fitness, health or fitness. And you want it because it's going to not only track all your progress from pictures, measurements, blood pressure, pain, blood sugar, diabetes, A1C. It's going to track your heart rate. It's going to track your calories burned, how long you're in your fat burning zone. This is all on the free part of the app. It's going to give you inspiration. It's going to give you a couple of sample workouts. But if you get the subscription, you actually get two live workouts when you subscribe to DDP Yoga Now, which are live from the Performance Center, along with DDPY for Kid. And I've got some of them out in our brand new DVDs that we just put out at DDPYogaNow.com. And you get 3 months of the app to try it. All everything that we have on there. And the kids workouts, which I made 20, 30, and 40 minutes. These kids are 8 years old to 12. And that's the ones we did at the crib, at the accountability crib a while back. And we've just now put them on the DVD and up on DDP Yoga Now on the app. But where it's going, because I built a 30-foot screen with a floor that comes out for 20 feet of green. And it's 16 feet high. So I'm going to be doing workouts with kids as a pirate, and they'll be on a pirate ship, and the ho ho ho, and I'll get in the awe. I'll make it a character, and I'll have a little pirate in a little pirate boy and girl, and they'll be doing the workout with me. And then I'm going to do a whole thing around a superhero. I'm playing a superhero in this movie called Gods and Secrets. And I'm going to take that character and I'm going to put him up with a boy and a girl who's dressed like a superhero. And it's going to look like a comic book. I'm going to bring this to kids. And right now they love them already. Wait till I add the other stuff. Well, I might even be a moose. You know, I'm just having fun with stuff. Sometimes I'll speak DDP. I'm just going to do all these different workouts for kids. But we also have beginner, where we put it all around the chair because Arthur, the disabled vet, he needed the chair to get up, get down, balance him. But eventually, he didn't. Jake Roberts and Scott Hall both needed chairs to start the workout. But as time went on, they didn't, you know, yeah. So it's getting to that next level. So that's why I call it beginner. No one has that workout, and they sure don't have it on some DVD like we do. You know, you can look on Daily Burn, which is a online, a great workout place, but everybody's shredded. Everybody's showing you how strong they are. You know, the people who are in their workouts as fitness models. We don't have that philosophy at DDP Yoga. Our philosophy is they're people who are regular people or big people that got extraordinary results with our workout. And if you go on DDP Yoga now and you load it down, and if you look at the first, because it gives you the first half of the fat burner workout, mm-hmm. I say that. And I come walking to the camera saying, you know, most fitness, I think it's funny how most fitness videos have all these amazing fitness models in their workouts. Here at DDP Yoga, we have a different philosophy. We like to take people who got results from the program, like these people. And then these people appear. And I go, but they don't look like that anymore. And I go, they look more like this. And they morph into where they are today. On that stage, there was four people with me. One guy, who's Jarrett, lost 313 pounds. The girl behind him lost 80. Her husband across from him lost 140, and the girl in front of him lost 62.
That's amazing. So
that was 605 pounds right there. And now I go, okay, what could you do? You got to imagine, what could you do? Let's go. And then we go right into the workout again. No one's doing what we do. That's why I don't care if there's a bazillion workouts out there. Nobody is doing what we're doing, and you can't copy it. You can't. You won't have my backstory. You won't have the stories that we have. So, you know, for us, you know, we welcome everybody to do whatever workout they want because we think it's really important that people work out because it helps relieve stress. Any kind of exercise will relieve stress. Mm-hmm. Ours does that and just so much more. And the results are Jake Roberts, Scott Hall, Arthur Borman, Stacey Morris. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And you can add AJ Styles to that list too, because you helped him with a back injury.
That's awesome, man. What a stud. I've watched AJ since he was a kid. I was there at TNA when he was just starting to get his foothold. And it's just great to see. He's just an amazing athlete, and I'm happy to be a part of it. You know, his recovery, and hopefully it'll keep him in the ring as long as he wants. And when he gets done, it'll keep him healthy. So, you know, he doesn't have to go through, like so many guys are so crippled up. This will mm-hmm. keep, if he does it 3 or 4 days a week, he will not be crippled up. You know, and he really beats up his body.
Yeah. He's got to stay healthy because he's got those kids, man. They chase him around everywhere. So, well, Dallas, thank you so much.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was amazing. I thought it was incredibly inspirational and just, I liked all the aspects of it, from Jake's stumbles to his highest moments. I just liked all of it. I thought it was awesome. Tremendously well done. And awesome. I would actually love to see maybe if you would do something similar to Scott Hall or for Scott Hall. To see his struggle and what he went through, because
Scott's biggest part of his struggle was after he got inducted, because it was such a high, you know, and then boom, you know, it came down, and we've gone through, you know, Scotty isn't, he's like Jake is really free with anybody knowing everything about him. You know, he's really a free spirit. Like, when he trusts you, he didn't feel, he thought that he could trust the guy who did Beyond the Mat. And that almost killed him.
Right.
You know, because forget where he was at. You know, like, I told Jake Roberts when he finally, and I thought this is really important. Here's the two things. If you're struggling with addiction or someone that, you know, that you love, because we all have some addiction somewhere in our reach, whether it's our mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, cousin, somewhere not too far from your reach, someone has an issue with addiction. Someone you went to high school with, something. And people really don't, you know, they don't know how to help them because they've tried. And I'm not saying what I'm about to say will cure them in any way, shape, or form, because there is no cure for addiction. It's a daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that getting them to understand the story that they tell themselves, that's pivotal. We talk about it at the end of the movie, but it's brief. You know, if you're thinking, let's use an addict, a food addict says, oh God, I just have trouble with the food. You know, I'm a comfort food eater. Again, Henry Ford. You say you can, and you say you can't. You're right. You keep telling yourself that story, you will never lose the weight. You might lose some. You might even lose 50 pounds. But eventually, you're going to go back to that story you tell yourself, and you're going to gain that weight back plus.
Right.
And that's where everybody just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's like Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result. You've got to change your pattern. You got to change the story you tell yourself. That's the beginning on the one side. The other side is take Anabuse. Anabuse, if you drink within 48 hours of taking the pill, you'll get violently ill. If you just make the decision to take Anabuse every single morning, the word decide, at Latin origin, it means to cut off all possibilities. When the Vikings came in their ships in the shore, they burned the boats. They had nowhere else to go. Whole different mindset. You've got to reprogram your brain. Once you take that Anabuse, booze for that next 24 hours doesn't become a choice. 48 hours, it really doesn't become a choice. So if you can just get yourself to do that, work on the story you tell yourself. And, you know, the Anabuse makes it so it takes out the what if in the next 24 hours anyway. And really 48. But also if the person who's around that's comfortable around you, when that person starting to get, you know, buzzed up, video them.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, Jake never looked at any of the footage till we were at the end. And now we're ready to show people the movie. And I had told all my guys who work with me that this movie will never be seen unless we have Jake Roberts' support.
Right.
And they all sort of looked at me like, but all the hard work we put in, you know, all the money you spent, you know, to do this, like, what if he doesn't like it? I go, well, then it's a dead issue. And I sat around my group of guys. I said, do you honestly feel like you have the best product you could have here? And they're like, absolutely. I said, you tell the story as honest as you could here? Absolutely. And I said, all right. Me and him sat down, and I said, okay, Jake, before we watch this movie, you can't leave. I don't care how hard it gets, because you know, dude, you know, we've got your dark shit in here, too. You know, like, you know. And he knew that this was a really big deal for Jake to face this. And I said, but before I start this movie, I got to ask you a question. What's the most important thing about our business, the wrestling business? Now, in our line of work, you can screw up any or every part of the match. Just don't screw up the finish.
Right.
The ending. Now, where the story goes from here. Don't screw up the finish. So I said to him, what's the most important part of our business? He said, the finish. I said, exactly. You got to stick to the end, bro. And we watched it all the way through. And after it was over, you know, I wanted to say, so what did you think? But I wasn't going to do that. I was going to make him say the first thing. So I literally, with my mouth closed, bit my tongue, like, hold my tongue. Like, do not say anything. And didn't say anything for like a minute. And then he looks at me And he looks back at the TV. He didn't say anything. I'm like, son of a... I'm still. Now I'm like literally holding my mouth closed, you know. And he looks back at me. And he looks at me for like 10 seconds. And then he looks back at the TV. I say, this son of a bitch. He's really working me on this. And he said, what? No cartoons? And I said, did you like it or not? He goes, no. No, dude. He goes, I loved it. And for him to watch himself, he didn't love any of the dark spots, but he knew without the dark spots, lightning's nothing.
Yeah, it's important.
Absolutely. So anyone out there is listening, I'll tell you what, don't listen to a word I said at all on this. Go to iTunes. It's up there right now. Actually, we will be releasing on Google Play, Amazon, Vudu, and not Xbox, but the other one. I'm not sure which one that is, but we'll be up on that next week in February. This is today's February 3rd, so I think it's February 10th or 12th. It'll be up on all those other pieces, so you can see them up there. But if you want to see on iTunes, if you want to see what people are saying about the movie, read what people are writing for people who are not wrestling fans to people who are wrestling fans. And you'll be able to tell from someone's, you know, we have 160 some odd, not just reviews as far as not, you know, 5 stars. We have 160 or 70 reviews from people. Mm-hmm. And we had all 5-star reviews, 210 5-star reviews before we had our first 4-star review. I mean, it's crazy. There's out of the 280 reviews that are up there, like 275 of them, or 270 or something like that, are 5-star reviews.
Like I told you, it's just that good. It's just that well done.
So after you get done watching the movie, you go, you can rent it right now, or you can buy it on iTunes. And the rent, I think, is $5.99. The buy is like $14.99. if you do watch it, please go back to iTunes and leave a review. Leave what you really thought of it. You know, don't be swayed by, you know, all those 5s up there. You know, I have a feeling you're going to, you know, a lot of people will give it the 5 as well. So, you know, go there and do that. And then come back at Jake the Snake Movie or at Real DDP, at DDP Yoga, and let us know what you think there. And if you want to check out DDP Yoga program, go to ddpyoga.com. Like I say right now, these are our brand new workouts too. So if you've already got them before, you might want to go back and get these, because some people still want to have the DVDs. Everything's up on the app. And if you get the program right now, you get 3 months free of the app. If you just want to get the program, it's all there. And again, if you don't want to listen to me about DDP Yoga, go on Facebook. Go to DDPYOGA. There's a members section there. There's like 8,000 or 10,000 members there. Like the page, read what people write about it there, because they're always talking about it. And if there's something that they don't like, they let you know that too. So that's all I really got to say, and I appreciate you having us on the show.
Well, Dallas, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, go check out the movie. It's amazing. Please just go watch it. Once again, a huge thanks to DDP. Everybody remember, you can check out The Resurrection of Jake the Snake on iTunes. It's available for rent and purchase. And I believe, as he said, next week it's going to be available pretty much everywhere else. It's rated 4 out of 5 stars on IMDb. It's a 5-star in my book. I think it's a 5-star in Rock's book.
Yeah, it is. It is a 5-star in my book. It was an amazing film. Go out and get it. It's on iTunes. It's at JakeTheSnakeMovie.com.
So please, everybody go check it out and support this amazing cause. But I think that does it for us.
That will do it for another edition of the multi-time award-winning The Rack right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Search out Rack Radio Show. You can get the show on iTunes. Search out The Rack Radio Show, and more places to come at some point. Also, don't forget to check out The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5, Episode 3, now available. Episode 4 will be available next week. Saturday Night Midnight Edition is Episode 420, a.k.a. 420, a.k.a. The Stoner Show. CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Yes.
Does that mean it's going to be 5 hours?
There is talk of taking the show till, guess what time?
What?
420.
Do it!
There's talk. here's the thing. The producer, meaning, probably doesn't want to stay up till 4:20 doing the show. But we'll see. We will see. You never know who will be on the show and what we'll do at CB Radio 4:20. This Saturday night, midnight-ish, on the Wild Talk Radio Network at CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, CBRadioLive.com, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. This is the point in the show where I go, Wrestle Talk Radio airs every Sunday, or just about every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter. I don't know about Sunday, so every other, or almost every Sunday, it is Wrestle Talk Radio.
When they're available to air.
Yes, when they're available to air, and there's no big game on, you know, that sort of thing. Anyway, speaking of things, Raw Post Show, Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes on Monday night. Raw back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn Sward, LANSWARD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnSward, same as the Twitters. And like the man said, don't forget to check us out at rackradioshow.com. Also, can't forget our very fine sponsors, pwmania.com, tnasylum.net, the haven for TNA fans, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, go to youtube.com/mbg1211, and the very fine folks over at gerwick.net. Also, once again, huge thanks to DDP for the awesome, amazing interview. It's a pleasure to sit down with him. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack, and we will see you next week. Bye!